I've focused, I've talked about, I've read about the building of the stadiums in Qatar, some of the issues. I had absolutely no idea the lengths they were going to put a team together. And I guess now this is going to become one of the focal points. But tell us, just kind of sum up for us what this this academy setup that the Qataris have put in place, what it's doing and what some of the issues with it are.
Okay, yeah, it's been a pretty interesting thing to take a look at. I mean, Qatar, as we know, has very little history of big time international soccer success. So, you know, here they are. They put in place a big academy to develop young talent. They get going there, and they realize this is back in the early 2000s. They realize we have a really small pool of talent. This is, you know, we need to try to find some ways to make our kids better, to improve this national program, and they come up with the idea to look elsewhere, to go into far off into the villages in Africa, and to do this wide, huge, hundreds of thousands of kids talent scouting project. And the idea would be to bring some of these kids back to Qatar, to the Aspire Academy that we were just discussing, and have them sort of train alongside some of the Qatari kids and maybe improve their level of play.
Now, does this mean essentially that we could end up seeing, a Qatari team in 2022 that's, 80% from outside Qatar?
Well, I mean, it's a question that we pushed on, throughout the reporting of this project. And, look, there's a lot of reasons why you could look at this and say, hey, there's a good chance that they're going to try to naturalize a lot of these kids, that it would improve their team. But when you start looking at the rules that exist, the fact is that you need to have 5 years continuously in Qatar after the age of 18. It's an obstacle. And the people behind the program say, look, this is not our intent. We're not planning to do some wholesale in mass, operation of African football players, African soccer players. It's conceivable there could be a couple. I mean, I acknowledge that. I don't think that when you look around, the map of the world, you sort of see some examples where there are some outsiders. But, I think that there are some reasons why it would be difficult to do that. And then also, there's also a reality of everyone's watching now.
Right.
It's 8 years, and there's a lot of focus on this country and its preparation. And, there's a lot of things that you've discussed, but then this is another piece of it that people will certainly be looking at.
And let's be clear. I mean, they would not be the first country to naturalize citizens to play for them by any stretch of the imagination. The Germans have done that as well. I mean, a lot of countries have done that. It's sort of not. It's not really the negative mark it used to be, is it?
No, it's changed a little bit. And, there's something else here, I think, with this piece that could be interesting come 22 and even maybe in the shorter term in 18. The number of players that are going through this program, they're finding, they have a professional team now where for the young talent that they're developing, they can put them in a professional team in Belgium. I think that one of the goals now is to see these boys develop into good enough players and stars in some cases where they're able to represent their home countries.
Mm-hmm.
So when these major events come up, at that point, Qatar can increase its credibility and say, look, this program has, not only has it given all these opportunities to these kids, but here, look around. Look at some of these countries. You've got examples of boys that we found who, arguably never would have been discovered playing for their national team. So there's different ways of looking at the project and what may come of it.
Yeah,
it's
a long
way off. We're still early on. I mean, they've been doing this now for 7-8 years.
Right.
They're still, got to project ahead many years to look at the results of it.
And the countries that they're focusing on in Africa, I mean, we're talking, as your article points out, you're talking soccer powers, Cameroon, Nigeria, Ivory Coast, Senegal to a certain degree, Costa Rica and Central America. Certainly a country that made its presence known at the most recent World Cup. How does FIFA feel about this?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, there's certainly been discussions about naturalization of players and things. I know one of the things when this program first came about, either there was some reporting of concerns about what the intentions were and would this be a pure exploitation? Was it a form of trafficking? Things like that. And there seemed to be some resistance from FIFA, from Sepp Blatter, saying, should we support this and perhaps taking a negative view toward it. But that reversed itself pretty quickly, long before the vote for the World Cup. So, you know, it's hard to get a read. I mean, one of the things that we certainly looked at was the vote as well in this, and what impact, if any, this program had on the vote.
Steve Eder of the New York Times joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. I'll ask you this, Steve. Do you think, you know, we've heard a lot lately about some backtracking on the part of FIFA about the World Cup going to Qatar. Push comes to shove, do they hold the World Cup in Qatar?
That's a great question. I think that there's, as I can tell you, I've been to Qatar, and I spent time in Doha. I've been, working on a reporting trip there where I was able to see, and I can tell you, there's a lot of movement there in terms of getting ready for this thing. There's certainly, you wouldn't look around Doha and the people that I talked to there and say, oh, there's everyone sitting here wondering if they're actually going to be moving ahead with this. I mean, there's a lot of plans in place. There's a lot of things being built. There's a lot of, consultants and infrastructure. And, clearly we've heard about the stories related to the worker issues. So, from that end, you don't get the sense that this is about to come to a stop. But, there's a lot that can happen. There's reports that we're waiting for to see. And, I think time will tell.